The oil industry has called for abolishing the super tax and other levies, urging the government to address sales tax exemptions in Budget 2026 to help the sector operate smoothly. In its proposals to the Federal Board of Revenue, FBR, the Oil Companies Advisory Council, OCAC, pointed out that the Finance Act 2024 introduced a sales tax exemption on petrol, high-speed diesel, HSD, kerosene, and light diesel oil, LDO. These were previously zero-rated, allowing input tax claims. With the exemption, input tax has started accumulating. Since these product prices are government-regulated, the input tax disallowance has increased operating and infrastructure costs. The estimated impact for tax year 2025 exceeds 33 billion rupees. AKOC proposed bringing petroleum products back under the taxable regime to ease the burden. Abolishment of super tax. AKOC argued that global and local economic pressures have already strained formal businesses. The super tax, originally a one-time measure, has continued and now threatens the viability of documented companies. AKOC urged its removal for tax year 2025-26. Minimum tax and sales tax on advances. The AKOC also objected to the minimum tax under Section 113 of the Income Tax Ordinance, citing that prices and margins for petroleum products are fixed by the government. These margins encompass establishment, development, and operating costs. Yet the current minimum tax consumes roughly 16% of the oil marketing companies, OMCs, fixed margins. It recommended reducing the minimum tax applicable to refineries and OMCs to 0.25%. It also sought the withdrawal of sales tax on advance receipts, reintroduced via the Finance Act 2024. Due to high transaction volumes, this requirement burdens OMCs without adding significant revenue for the government. Commissioner's power and export taxation. AKOC recommended restoring the commissioner's power to issue exemption certificates, which was withdrawn under the Finance Act 2024. This change has hit refineries hard due to their large sales and low margins. The council also asked for reinstatement of the final tax regime on exports. Currently, the 1% tax on exporters is treated as a minimum tax, also exposing them to super tax. This affects refineries exporting products like furnace fuel oil and naphtha amid weak local demand. Royalty payments and subsidy income. The Finance Act 2024 also introduced a 25% disallowance on sales promotion and advertising expenses, where royalty arrangements exist with associated entities. AKOC argued that this discourages foreign investment and adversely affects multinationals operating in Pakistan, recommending that the disallowance be withdrawn. AKOC further urged reinstatement of the tax exemption on subsidy income received from the federal government, previously exempt. The withdrawal of this exemption has had a negative impact on companies executing government directives. Tax burden on salaried individuals.